We begin 10 lines down from the top on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We left off discussing the case of Esnan Zona, where a man cohabits with a woman and gives her gifts. So in this particular case, the man gave the woman an animal, and the question was, can she now use this animal? Can she offer it as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash or not? So the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, mentioned earlier that if she got the animal and offered it as a korban before they cohabited, then it's not, the animal's not connected to the bia, and therefore it would be accepted. But now the question is as follows: Boy Reb Hoshaya Kadma V'Hikdishaso Mahu. Let's say she had the opportunity, she got the animal, she had the opportunity to makdish it, to sanctify it, but she didn't offer it yet, and then they cohabited. Mahu, what's the halacha? Now that it's hektish, but it wasn't offered, can we offer it still, or do we have to renounce it or do some form of exchange of the kedusha from one animal to another? So the Gemara asks as follows: Mahu kivan da marmara mirasa lugavo kimisirasa lehedyot kamandi ikrivase dami. Do we follow the I concept? Since the halacha has been stated already, Amar Mar, that he said, Rabbi Elazar said, this idea that when you make an Amira Lugavoa, when you make a consecration to the Beis HaMikdash, it is as if it's Misiraso Lehediot, Kiman de Akrivaso Dami, it's as if it was already offered. Therefore, by virtue of the fact that he used his words to sanctify it, it's considered already offered. So there wouldn't be an issue for her, for the Zona to offer it. Or we say, no, you know what? The reality is it hasn't been offered. So if it hasn't been offered, it can no longer be offered. So that's the question that Rav Hoshaya asked. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, Matifshal mid Rabbi Eliezer. Can we answer it based on Rabbi Eliezer's earlier statement? Da'amar Rabbi Eliezer shekadma v'hikrivaso. Dafka hikrivaso aval hikdishaso lo. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar said the case earlier was when do we accept her korban, her animal, the offering as a korban, when she offers it before the bia. So clearly, it has to be offered before the bia. But if it was only consecrated before the bia, that's not enough. The Gemara says, hold on a second. No. De Rabbi Elazar gufei kami boila. You know, this question where Rav Hoshaya is asking is not at, you can't, don't deduce it from Rabbi Eliezer. He's asking that within Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, my mifshat pshita leila Rabbi Eliezer to hikrivaso davka val hikdishaso lo, the ha'isa b'shas bia. He's saying within Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, is it only when it was offered where that it's accepted, but if it's only sanctified, it wouldn't because it hasn't been offered yet, and they had bia already. Odilma hikrivaso pshitale, or we say no. Obviously, if they offered it, there's no question. It's pshita that it's considered a korban and it's accepted. Vihikdishaso misapkale. And other cases where it's a suffix, we're not sure. So is it obvious that when she was mocked, if she's only mocked the shit before the bia, then they had the bia, is it obvious that it's not accepted? Or maybe it's a suffix? That's the question we want to know within Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and the Gemara answers, teku. So, again, the question we wanted to answer was, kadma v'hikdishaso, if she only was makdish the animal before the bia, but before it was makriv, they cohabited. So what's the halacha? Is it considered, would the Beis HaMikdash accept the korban or not? The Gemara answers with teku. The matter remains unresolved. The Gemara continues on the two dots. Ba'olev achar kach nasan la esnana mutter. We also said that if they had bia and then he gave her the animal, mutter, she can now sacrifice it because the animal's not can no longer connected to the bia since it was given afterwards. So the Gemara asks, Urminu, I have a bring your stira. If the man has bia with her, with the zona, and then gives her an animal, even if it gives it to, he gives her the animal up to 3 years later, she cannot offer this on the Beis HaMikdash. Seems to be a very clear contradiction. I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Chisda, lo kasha. No, no difficulty. I can resolve the two, the Brice and the Mishnah, or the two Brices, I'm sorry. Hada Amar Hizbali B'tlezeh, Hada Amar Lila Hizbali B'tlezdam. What happened was that the man said to the Zona, either, in one case he said, cohabit with me in exchange for this sheep, as opposed to cohabit with me in exchange for a tle, in exchange for a sheep. What's the difference? When he says b'tlezeh, he's delineating, designating one particular animal, and therefore that's locked in. It's connected forever. Their bia to this animal cannot be offered. But he just says any general animal, he's not connected to anything, and therefore if you would give her something even the next day or even an hour later, it wouldn't be considered esnan zona. So now the Gemara asks, V'chi amar la b'tlezeh mai havi? He says, hold on a second. Just because he says to her b'tlezeh, that's not enough. How can that, she can't acquire it. So that's, if there should be an issue then. Hamechzer mashicha. She hasn't made a kinyan on the animal. If she hasn't made a kinyan on the animal, then she never really acquired it. If she never really acquired it, then there shouldn't be any esnan zone of here. She'll be able to offer on the base. She can offer it on the base of mikdash on the mizbeach. So the Gemara answers no. Bizona oves kochavim de lo kanya b'mashicha. We're talking about a case where the zona here was not Jewish, and a non-Jewish person doesn't acquire something halachically through mashicha, through pulling the object, and therefore, how does she acquire it? She acquires it in exchange. What's the exchange? She acquires it in exchange. Once they cohabit, she now acquires the animal. And therefore, when you say b'tlezeh, and you designate it, the cohabitation locks in the animal with this bia, and that's how she acquires it. So therefore, it's stuck forever. It can no longer be offered on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's one answer. The Gemara offers a second possibility. V'iboy seimel olam bezoni Israelis. We could be talking about a Jewish harlot. Uchagon dekoy bechatzera. We're talking about a case where it was Jewish harlot. So how could it be then? There wasn't any mashicha. The answer is no problem with mashicha. He put it in her courtyard. Once it's put it in her courtyard, the courtyard is kone, kinyan chatzer, for her. And therefore there's no issue. But the Gemara says, hold on a second. Procedurally, how does this work? He says, hold on a second. How can you have a case where he had cohabited with her and then gave her the animal? If he put it in her courtyard, it's already hers. It's there first. So there's no, the case doesn't make sense where he cohabited with her and then gave it to her. It wouldn't work. How can you have a situation where it's tlezen, it's connected to the cohabitation? So the Gemara answers, Lo tzricha de shavya nihila apotiki. What happened was, no. The case was that he didn't, initially he designated this animal as follows. He said, I'm going to give you money for our relationship, for our fling, and if I don't give you money, you can collect from this animal. So it was a backup. Right? The Amr la imaisin alach zuzi mikan adion ploni mutav. If I give you money within the next 30 days, then you, I'm giving you the money. It's all well and good. V'ilo, and if I can't come up with the money, shakla et best nenech, take it with your, as payment for your services. And if that what happens, and even if it's a zona Yisraelis, that animal cannot be brought as a korban. Strange to be talking about all these cases of men with Jewish harlots or non-Jewish harlots, but nevertheless, the Gemara does have to be able to answer every single question, as strange as it might be, and unfortunately, these cases are not always very strange. It is not uncommon in our day, and clearly, it wasn't necessarily uncommon even in the times of the Gemara.